Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, September 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a homemade black tandem axle car hauler trailer was stolen on September 2nd from the area near Cherry Drive in unincorporated Auburndale. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has been investigating the theft, and they are asking for any information that would lead to the recovery of the trailer or the identification of the suspects who stole it. If you have any such information, please contact Detective Kelly at 863-499-2400 and reference case number 21-36621. Once again, that number is 863-499-2400 and reference case number 21-36621. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can always contact Heartland Crime Stoppers. Give them a call at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or from a cell phone, dial **TIPS. Your local events: Hardy County is in the process of updating the county's Land Development Code, or LDC. The LDC guides residential and non-residential development throughout the county. Please join them to discuss updates to the LDC. You can stop by anytime from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th at the Hardy County Commission Chambers, 412 West Orange Street in room 102. For more information, you can contact Todd Miller, the Director of Planning for Hardy County, at 863-767-1964, or you can email todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The address, once again, is 412 West Orange Street in room 102. And you can also contact Todd Miller for more information at 863-767-1964 or todd.miller@hardycounty.net. The Hardy versus Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up on Saturday, September 25th, starting at 7 a.m. Contests include the longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which includes meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, you can call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Don't delay, register today. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Avon Park and take on the Red Devils in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it there, Wes at the Gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Beef O'Brady's is looking for hosts and hostesses. This is an excellent first job for high school students. Experience is preferred but not required, and you must be at least 16 years of age with weekend and holiday availability. The Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officer trainees. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Trinity Services Group is looking for a food service worker, a high school diploma or GED, and a successful pre-employment background check and drug screening are required. Prior experience with food service and restaurant experience and ServSafe food handler certification are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymiddaway@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out with intermittent clouds with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east northeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 71%. Dew point 76, cloud cover 70%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 16,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny in the morning with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening with lows in the lower 70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tuesday, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening and mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s. East winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pecan producers have voted to continue their marketing order program. MorningAgClips.com reports in a USDA referendum, 63% of pecan producers voting, who represents 71% of the volume of pecans produced by those voting, were in favor of continuing the program. The marketing order authorizes the American Pecan Council to regulate grade, size, maturity, container, and pack standards for pecans grown in 15 states under USDA's oversight. U.S. ethanol exports slumped 37% in July, the lowest level since October of 2013, as former key destinations Brazil, China, and India were nearly absent from the market. For the fourth straight month, Canada was the top destination, but down 13%. Shipments over the first 7 months of the year were down 9% from the same period in 2020. U.S. exports of dried distillers grain, the animal feed co-product generated by dry mill ethanol plants, were up 13%. With cell-cultured meat getting closer to the marketplace, the USDA is asking consumers how the high-tech products should be labeled and whether using names like pork loin and steak should be permitted. According to Agriculture.com, a Federal Register notice has set November 2nd as the deadline for public comment. Deputy Ag Undersecretary Sandra Eskins says this is an important step toward ensuring the appropriate labeling of meat and poultry products made using animal cell-cultured technology.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A new report from the White House says consolidation in the meatpacking industry has caused consumers to pay more for our burgers and sausages, but that doesn't mean higher pay for livestock producers. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, told reporters that Americans are actually paying less in recent months for fruit and vegetables and eggs, but have been spending a lot more for poultry and double-digit increases for beef and pork.
The thing that is striking is across beef, poultry, and pork, significant consolidation in those industries. So anywhere from 55 to 85% of the market is controlled by the top four producers in those industries. And so when you see that level of consolidation and the increase in prices, it raises a concern about pandemic profiteering, about companies that are driving price increases in a way that hurts consumers who are going to the grocery store, and also isn't benefiting the actual producers, the farmers and the ranchers.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said the USDA wants farmers to get a fair price for their livestock and consumers to get a fair price at the store. To that end, Vilsack says the agency's focus is on four areas: strengthening the current regulatory system under the Packards and Stockyards Act, improving price discovery in the market, clarifying what packages actually contain when labeled product of the U.S., and expanding processing capacity.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended an up-and-down day lower on Wall Street, giving the S&P 500 its fifth consecutive loss and first weekly decline after 2 weeks of gains. The benchmark index gave back 0.8%, extending its loss for the week to 1.7%. Technology stocks did the most to weigh down the market. The tech-heavy NASDAQ pulled back 0.9%. Apple fell 3.3% after a judge ordered the company to take down part of the competitive barricade that surrounds its App Store, which is a major moneymaker for the company. The Dow was down 271 points to close at 34,607. The NASDAQ dropped 132 to 15,115. The S&P lost 34 points to 4,458. New York oil rose $1.58, closing at $69.72 a barrel. With Business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Patrick Mahomes passed for three touchdowns, ran for another as the Chiefs rally from a 12-point halftime deficit to hold off the Browns 33-29.
We think that we can win no matter what the situation is. And then getting that play to Tyreek kind of got the crowd back into it. And when you're at Arrowhead and that crowd's rolling, it gets the defense going and it kind of translates to the offense.
The Browns are 1-21 in season openers since the rebirth of the franchise in 1999, including an NFL record 17 in a row. Jameis Winston passed for five TDs, and the Saints picked Aaron Rodgers twice, 38-3 over the Packers. Steelers score in their first four possessions of the second half, rally past the Bills 23-16. 49ers down the Lions 41-33. Dolphins beat the Patriots 17-16. And Jalen Hurts, three touchdown passes in a 32-6 dismantling of the Falcons. This is SRN Sports. Elsewhere in the NFL, Russell Wilson threw three of his four touchdown passes in the first half of the Seahawks' 28-16 win at Indianapolis. Kyler Murray accounted for five TDs as the Cardinals rout the Titans 38-13. It was the Bengals beating the Vikings in overtime on a field goal at the last minute, 27-24 Cincinnati. Texans open up their season with a 37-21 win over the Jaguars. It was the Chargers 20-16 winners at Washington. Panthers beat the Jets 19-14. Teddy Bridgewater throws two touchdowns in his first start for Denver, and the Broncos dominate possession in a 27-13 defeat of the Giants. Sunday night football, it was the Rams beating the Bears 34-14, and Monday night we'll have the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Las Vegas Raiders. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hearty Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I find it ironic that the colors red, white, and blue stand for freedom until they're flashing behind you. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.